Hello. Welcome to Daily Inspiration Time. Brother Jeff Chapman here, just wanting to encourage you, challenge you. If you're not saved, hoping you'll get saved. If you are saved, hoping you'll go on to perfection. Praise God for his mercy. Well, let's go to 1 John, and let's look in a few verses here that we want to look at. Challenging verses, powerful verses, the Word of God. All right, let's go to verse 7. It says in 1 John 3:7, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Let's just stop with those few verses there, and let's see what God can open our eyes to understand today. Father, help us to rightly divide your word here in Jesus' name. Well, he said, little children, let no man deceive you. God calls us his children. At the beginning of the chapter, it says, what manner of love the Father bestowed on us that we are called the sons of God, the little children of God. That's what we are. We're God's children. God is our Father. But he said, be careful. Somebody's going to trick you and deceive you and it happens. So he's saying, don't miss this. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. My friends, righteousness is given to us by God. The Bible says that it's imputed righteousness. It said that Abraham, before he had done anything, this righteousness was counted to him. It was added to him. It was put in I like the way one person put it one time. It's like money in a bank account. Now just think about it this way. If I had $1 million and I put it in a bank account, your social security number, your name, we got all the work done, and it's your money. It's awarded to you tax-free, and it's in the bank. Well, are you a rich man or a poor man? Well, you'd be a rich man if you would go use it. You'd have to get the reality of that money if you were going to feel rich or feel like you could have buying power for whatever things you wanted. You could continue in your life with a mental assent that you are rich, but until really you've either spend that money, you get money borrowed against that money, you have some sort of collateral that money is the collateral for something else you're purchasing or buying, that money's worthless. It's not yours. It's not yours until you act upon it and use it. And I think a lot of people have a mind that says, oh, I'm saved. Christ died for me. I have his righteousness. But they're drunk. They're liars. They're thieves. They're packing pistols ready to kill people if anything's stolen off their property. They're not following the teachings of Christ. They're not in the kingdom of God. They're not righteous. They have no, they cuss, they smoke, they swear, they lie regularly. They're not righteous. Whosoever, it says, he that doeth righteousness is righteous, not he that just believes that he's righteous. Yes, there is some mysterious thing that happens when I got born again and I called out to Jesus to save me, that immediately there was some mysterious righteousness given to me. But I believe it's like that bank account. I've got to use it. I've got to apprehend that wonderful thing that was given to me. I've got to exercise it. I've got to use it. Otherwise, it's just mental. It's just something that could be. But it says here, you must do righteousness if you want to be righteous. That's who is righteous. And it says, whoever committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, Jesus, the Son of God, was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He realized that when Jesus died on the cross, he undid. It was an undoing. It was a loosening. It was a release. It was a setting free. It was basically a doing away with the power of the devil against a true believer. I mean, do you realize if there were snakes that could bite you and kill you, but yet they still are existing, but somehow we sprayed them with something that made their poison worthless and made them not want to bite? Wouldn't that be something? I believe you could sell that stuff. Well, I want you to know, Satan, for the child of God, has been defeated. And the man that is cashing in on the righteousness of God and committing righteousness instead of sin, see, it comes down to it. We're either going to commit righteousness or we're going to commit sin. Why aren't we hearing more preaching or thinking about committing righteousness? We know what it means to commit a sin. Come on, listen, as we willfully commit sin, why don't we willfully commit righteousness? Make it a point to do right. It's not that hard because we've been given the Holy Spirit. Well, you think about these things and have a great day.